Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hey, we got Sister Braveheart on, so thank God for her. I'll tell you what, we always fly by the Versailles of France. Well, not always. We make plans, but I swear, sometimes, some kind of way, it seems like they always just run into train wrecks and fall off of bridges. But if you tune in on first hour, you know how hard a time we had to getting our South Africa guest on. And he's probably one of my favorite guests of all time. I love him. Yeah, he was on Sister Monica's show earlier, and Rich was listening to RBN and Sister Braveheart, and he told me, hey, you need to look at this guy. I said, oh, South Africa, they're all the same. He said, no, you got to listen to this guy. This guy is not Simon Rose. He's not one of these. He's not these other. This guy is like you, you know, kind of fiery. So we fell in love with the guy. So, you know, like brotherly love, he is the real deal. We had a real hard time getting him on, and so I hope you weren't too discouraged. We did everything we could. We spent a lot of money with these fun international calls, et cetera, et cetera. We did the best we could, and now everything's going to be great because, like I put in the show notes for today, everybody and his mama knows she needs no explanation or no introduction whatsoever. Everybody in the Western Hemisphere in our so-called movement knows Braveheart, the bravest of the brave. She's here with us tonight, and we're trying to get, once again, this must be the full moon, we're trying to get a fellow by the name of, he likes to go by the name of Kilroy. We're having a hard time running him down, but he's supposed to be on tonight. We don't know. But anyway, if you got me and you got to Sister Monica, and we're going to light it up. How you doing, Sister Braveheart?
I'm doing fine. If we run out of things to talk about, Eddie, we'll just turn on the TV, right?
Yeah, of course.
We'll never be at a loss for. There's a lot going on. There's a lot that we could talk about. We just have to decide a direction to go in. I did listen to Johannes, and you know, I just think that his way of thinking is really spot on. It's really the only way of thinking for us, and we have a lot to learn from him. I have learned a lot from him. I mean, the whole concept of Orania, for example, that's kind of encapsulates a lot of what, you know, he has set me straight on, because when I first heard about Orania, the natural reaction, I think, for many of our people was this sort of a relief, like, oh yeah, okay, there's going to be a whites only place, and you know, mixed in with this relief was kind of like, yeah, okay, we got to support this thing, this endeavor. But you know, it's exactly the wrong direction to take, which Johannes has really done such a fine job of point out the obvious. Really, it doesn't take a lot of explaining, because it is so obvious once it is articulated, like he has articulated it, then it just becomes so obvious. And you think, well, yeah, of course, why didn't I think of that? But I am so grateful. I am so grateful to have been put in touch with him. And the woman who put me in touch with him, her name is, she goes by Based Maidens, I better just say that, on X, on Twitter. And she's a Canadian, lives near Toronto, or near Ottawa, I should say. And she's a real networker. She's wonderful. I've had her on my own show too. A very, very bright woman. And she's the one who networked me together with Johannes. And I think we all have a lot to learn from him. So anyway, that's just a little segue from your previous hour. And if people didn't hear that, if they're just tuning in now, I would encourage them to listen in the archives when it is. I think he just came on in hour two, or was he part of hour one too? No, I think it was just hour two. But anyway,
right.
Yeah.
We just finally had to give up on hour one because it was taking up so much time. Little Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America. She was having to take us in and out, because we finally, like she said, she's right, we just had to let it go and try to get him back during the break from between first hour and second hour. If we finally got him on, it turned out good. But we'll be getting him on again. Like I said, he matches up with my personality better than almost any co-host we've had on or any guest we've had. He's a realist. He's not one of these peacenicks. And I don't like to slam people like Simon Roach, but, you know, Simon Roach is not a warrior. I've known him. I'm proud. I rode to Charlottesville with him and Rich and Gene and Matt Goodwin. We all rode to Charlottesville, fought the Battle of Charlottesville together. So Simon didn't. Simon was in the garage because he didn't want to create in the infamous parking garage because he didn't want to have an international incident there. But he preaches nonviolence. You know, let's just go by the international law, and which is a crock, really. It's a crock. Well, that's a crock. You know,
Eddie, I think that is another. I mean, I kind of have fallen for that all my life too. This mantra about the pen being mightier than the sword. I think that's another Jewish injection of, you know, they've injected that into our way of thinking. I really do think that now that is another Judaism or for us, like, you know, not. I mean, they do, they're a parasite, but the parasite has all kinds of ways of making us be completely paralyzed. And I think that was one of them. And it's not that any of us desire violence or desire war. Are you kidding me? I mean, the Germanic peoples, our ancestors, they absolutely wanted peace, but they were always ready to fight to protect their families and their lands from, you know, the barbarians and the invaders and those who would threaten their way of life and their families and their lands. So they were absolutely great warriors. Doesn't mean that they lived just for the sake of violence and fighting. No way. It was to preserve their families and communities. So I have really, you know, evolved in my way of thinking on all of these things. I mean, of course, none of us grew up in a vacuum, and I grew up in a sort of a utopian situation, very unlike yours. And we talked about that last time I was on with you, Eddie, about our different experiences as children. Mine was very ideal. I mean, I was growing up in a homogeneous, you know, middle class, white, all white neighborhood with one black family there that, you know, one black child in my classroom. So of course he assimilated. Of course he's only one, right? So then yeah. of course they could inculcate this thing in our heads of there's no such thing as difference between the races. It's only skin deep, you know, the color, that's all. Of course they could, you know, put that into our soft little heads, because we didn't know from experience, we didn't know from observation anything different from that. It was very easy for them to program us with that. And that really is the crux of our, blood and soil is everything. It really is. I mean, that's the crux of our problem that we have right now is that we have lost the knowledge of that, lost our natural instincts of that. I mean, that is a natural instinct. You know, there is that old saying, birds of a feather flock together. That's not just some superficial thing. That is real. That is a natural law. It's God's law. It's natural law. That is how it is. And so, you know, what they like to put on us, our opponents or people who just haven't woken up yet, and they might be our friends and relatives, and they'll say, oh, well, that's so hateful. It doesn't have nothing to do with hate. Absolutely nothing to do with hate. Although we can become hateful because they're trying to murder us every day. But it really, if we've, birds of a feather flocking together has nothing to do with hate. It means love of your own people, and it's a natural instinct to be with your own people and to mate with your own people, to have families with your own people, and to associate with your own kind. That is the most natural thing ever. So, you know, it does. If I love my children, does it mean I hate my neighbor's children? No. So the same thing about races. If I love my own people, does it mean I have to hate the others? No, I just want them to go back home. Go back where you came
Yes.
from. We are not meant to mix together. So yeah, go away. Get lost. You know, they are all parasites, and the Jew parasite is the one who has instigated getting us all mixed up. I mean, it's, you know, right back to the slave trade. That was a Jewish industry. And then after that, I mean, the Jews are responsible, you know, the George Soros type with their money pumping all the third worlders into our countries with the agenda. And I do hear the music, so I'll let you take
Well, you
us
did a
out.
great rant there, and I think you did great. Be right back, folks, after this quick break.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Oh, Blood River Radio family, thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging on. I'm going to make a comment to a few things that Sister Monica said, and I'm going to make a comment on a few things that Johan said. We mentioned during the break, we talked about Arminius. This great Sister Monica was talking about how the Germanic people, Northern European people, we don't go searching for monsters to destroy. We're not a warlike people, but we will fight for our own people. And I've just mentioned this Arminius, who was a famous German, who was one time he was a well-known warrior in the Roman army, and he was from what's nowadays in the part of, would be considered Germany, but the Black Forest of Germany. And most people know about Arminius, how he defeated under his leadership they called them barbarians, but the Germanic barbarians defeated what at that time was the greatest army the world had seen, one of the greatest armies, in the battle of up around what they call the Black Forest nowadays. Well, anyway, I'd like to say that just to illustrate, to back up what Sister Monica said. I'd like to also go back to what Johan said. He said that hope rallies. And I said, well, I've been told by a man. I went to a conference one time. I forget the name of the conference. There's been so many of them. But the man said, the speaker was asked a question by one of the speaking attendees. I said, what what kind of conditions is it going to take to get white people to stand up on their hind legs and fight, fight, fight. And the speaker said that their children's belly would be swelling with hunger. They would have to lose everything. And he said that when a man loses everything, he loses it. Well, Johann said, no, that's been tried and failed. He said that hope, we have to instill hope in our people. And we have to rally them, let them know who they are, where their roots, where they came from, their roots. And that's what we have to do. Now I'd like to go and make this pretty quick. If you look around right now, and it was the Jews. It was this Joel Slovo guy did a little research on him. It's always Jews all the time. The Jews went into South Africa and created communism just like they did in the Soviet Union, just like they did in Cuba, just like they've done it everywhere, in China even. But listen, their goal, I'm going to the broad, go to the specific. Their goal has always been since beginning of time, since before Jesus even, to exterminate everything that God made good. Now their goal, they will not rest until they exterminate every last white person on the face of the earth. That's what they're doing. And they've really been successful at it, people. Johann mentioned the first, he didn't mention First World War, but he mentioned Second World War. But the First World War, Second World War, and we said this before, the Civil War here in the United States, what they call the Civil War, was all instigated terribly by Jews. I didn't even realize how much they were behind this, the Lincoln's War, until I read other documents, other sources, but they were the Bilderbergers, the Rothschild banking system was here in the South, in the North, stirring up that war the whole time. They really were. But here's the thing. Here's the point. They created both wars, all these wars. It's always been a white, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's true. All these wars have always been white brother against white brother. It never has been white brother against black, against yellow, against brown. It's always been a genocidal war. And people, we've gone from 30% of the world's population being whites after the Second World War to 10% of the world's population. And we're steadily declining in population. White people, especially in the United States, are not having children anymore. Okay, their one purpose in life is to exterminate us. Here's another point, what's going on right now. Another thing, this so-called war between the Ukraine and Russia, I'm getting ready to wind us to a point. The United States, according to Trump, one of the few things he's ever done, if he's trying to do it, I don't know, if he's really trying to bring a war to the end, to bring a peace solution between the Russians and the Ukraine, but he's being torpedoed by the European Union. And it's Jews. They're even saying, the Russians have told the European Union that they're not going to take much more, that by the year 2030 at the most, there's going to be a nuclear war, a war, the war of the mother of all wars. That's what these damn Jews want. They want to exterminate the white people of the world any way they can through white genocide, destroying our borders, what they've done very well. I don't see, like Rich said, all these rounding up these people and expelling them and deporting from the United States. What is they deported? What, 114? Oh, that's nothing. But I just like to bring that to you. The war between the Soviet Union, Russia and the Ukraine, that's what's causing all that. And I'm bringing this to the point, and I've said this before, I know I'm repeating myself, but Russia is the largest, probably the largest reservoir of white people left in the world. They're Christian. They've been going through a revival in the past the current leader of, I'm going blank right now. Since the current leader of Russia has got into power, and Putin, the Jews cannot stand that. The Russians threw off this. The Jews had conquered Russia from about 1920 on until about 1960s, and they cannot stand it because the white Russian people kicked off their Jew slave masters. They kicked out those Jew bankers, and the Jews cannot stand that. They want to destroy all those white people on earth. There's a huge bunch of them in Russia, and they kicked out the Jews out of the banking system, and they will not rest. And you know what, Monica, this is the last thing I'll say. What I cannot stand, Johann was talking about it with so many people in South Africa, and I was surprised. He said they seem to have their head in the sand. They don't care. Well, it's like that here in the United States. I'd say at least, bare minimum, at least 50% of the white people here in the United States will fight you to the death. The white people will fight you to the death over a nigger. Every time. I'll see it every stinking day. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
Yeah, I was heartened to hear what Johannes said on that note when Rich asked the question, what you were just saying there, are they mostly, you know, not have their head in the sand? No. They want to fight and they know what's going on. So I was heartened to hear that. Now, it's back to what you said a little earlier about, you know, it's not until we're really basically, you know, bloated children from hunger and whatnot that the white man will fight. Well, no, that's absolutely false. And I agree with Johannes on that we need leadership and we need injection of hope and spirit. And so there is a very good reason why the parasite tries all the time through media, through movies, through all kinds of methods to give us this no hope, no future mentality. And they do it. I mean, I could rattle off a lot of examples of how they do it, but that's what they want us in, that state of thinking there's no hope, no future. Because what other, you know, there, that's a really good way to get young people to not have children. If they don't have any hope or future, they don't have children. And I mean, what's a better way to genocide the white race is if we don't reproduce ourselves, you know? So it's multifaceted. We absolutely need to get rid of that notion that there's no hope. That's absolutely not true. You know, we have been down before. We should remember that. And the Jews have been expelled over 1,000 times from over 100 countries and, you know, regions. So that means some places more than once. And now it's, you know, basically worldwide. So, you know, where they need to be expelled. They need to be, that's it. Like, they are a parasite and their time is done. And, yeah, we will do it again. And we just need to rally in that direction. The first step is don't obey their absolute nonsensical mandates and things that is basically leading to suicide for us. I mean, what it would have been really easy to end it all, you know, this nonsense, if nobody had worn a mask. But so many of our people, even those who understood it, just said, well, it's only a mask. No, it's not only a mask. It would have been easy. Okay, so now we are in the position we're in. We can't turn back the clock to bring that moment in time, that opportunity to bring it to an end. We can't bring that back, but we can just take it upon ourselves that we will not obey their nonsense. We will not comply. We will not participate in that nonsense. So that's the first step. You know, that's, in my view, easy. And, we go from there. So, you know, I mean, Adolf Hitler, his name already came up in this program more than once, I believe, is a man who brought the German people from a state of utter despair and raised them up. And they were hopeful and they did rise up. It was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, many leaders from other parts of the world went to Germany to see how this miracle happened. And of course, then the Jews, you know, basically en masse through their proxy governments in other countries in the West, you know, the Allied governments ganged up on Germany and basically the world ganged up on that country to bring that to an end. And he is indeed the most lied about man, or maybe the second most lied about man, like what Rich said, you know, in history.
Yes.
And so, you know, and we just went to celebrate his 136th birthday on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And I did give a talk on
that. Thank you for missing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for missing that.
We'll go with that after the break then, Eddie.
Yes, we have to. Yes, we have to. Be right back, folks. Thank you for mentioning that, Sister Monica. Be right back, folks.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It's not something you see every day in America. A judge in Wisconsin arrested by the FBI for allegedly helping a man evade immigration officials. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom after learning immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. That man was later taken into custody. Iran now says 8 people have been killed in a massive port explosion. Injuries at least 750.
In Bandar Abbas, Iran, chaos. As people are rushed to the hospital following a huge explosion and fire in the port, officials say several were killed and more than 500 injured. The massive explosion is purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Still, officials have yet to offer a cause. Meanwhile, Iran is in talks with the U.S. right now over its nuclear program and has said security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, the measles outbreak not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. 2 unvaccinated elementary school-aged children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and was considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Huckabee here for Vinia. Vinia is the remarkable red grape circulation superfood shown in the clinical trial to increase the dilation of arteries for better blood flow. Better blood flow gives me the physical energy I want. Better blood flow means more oxygen can go to my brain to give me the mental alertness that I need to be at the top of my game. I've taken Vinia every day for over 3 years. It's been a life changer. Each Vinia capsule has the same amount of piceid resveratrol found in 1,000 grapes or a full bottle of wine, but without the sugar, calories, or alcohol. If you want all-day energy, better mental alertness, start your day with Vinia. Go online to get your first month free.
Go to Vinia.com to learn how to get your first month free. Enter discount code HUCKFREE at checkout. Visit VINIA.com. Use discount code HUCKFREE to save. Plus, we'll include free shipping and a 90-day risk-free guarantee. Go to Vinia.com right now.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to share something one more. I mentioned this back, I think, in the second hour. It could be the first hour. And we're talking about brainwashing. Our white people being brainwashed, our white people not knowing where they come from, where our roots are, where we're going. And, you know, Karl Marx said that a long time ago, that what the communists would have to do was to cut the root of the ancestry, where young people would not know where they came from. But anyway, listen, let me give you, I'm going to relate something to you. I'm going to do it in a minute or less, hopefully. I was at Shelby Farms Park last week, and y'all have heard me talk about it many times. It's one of the largest urban parks in the United States, if not the world. It has river bottoms going through it, where you know, deer, animal, turkey, what have you, cottonmouth snakes. Well, and they also have modern areas, modern trails, playgrounds, rest areas, stuff like that, visitor center. I was in the visitor center, and I saw this woman. I've seen her occasionally. I never spoke to her much, just say, hey, maybe nod and hello. I was going in to get some water, use the restroom to finish my run, my training run. And something came up about, you know, Easter and the flag. She said, put a new flag up. And I said, you know, I said, I get nauseous looking at that flag. I despise that flag. I said, that flag represents the most corrupt government on the face of the earth. It, you know, it would make Caligula blush. That government is so corrupt. And she started telling me to shut up. And I said, you know, that flag, I'm not going to shut up. I'm a combat veteran. I'm a citizen of the United States, citizens of Memphis, citizens of Tennessee. That government that's represented by that crappy Jew flag hates me. It hates my ancestor. It hates white men. And the woman started going crazy, Monica. She started absolutely melting down. She's some kind of employee with the park. I'm going to call the police to you. You can't talk about, you know, my government like that. I said, this government, it's not my government. It's not your, it was put in, that government was installed here in the South at Bayonet Point. It hates white people. It's a Jew-led government. You have no idea the hatred they have for you. And so we got into a shouting match, and I just told her what she was. She was I said, you know what? You woke, communist, demon-led woman, don't ever, as long as you live, tell me to shut up, by God. Never, as long as you live. And she started approaching me like she was going to try to clean my clock, because you know how these dykes are. And I was thinking, I said, just come 18 more inches, and I'm going to knock you out of your shoes. You know, if you strike me, all the protections you have being a woman have been sacrificed. You've thrown them in the, because I'm going to knock you out of your damn shoes. I didn't quite go that far, but came right. There's sheriff's deputies come from everywhere. Of course, I went ahead and finished my run. They were looking all over hell for me, but they couldn't find me. I was watching them come and go, because I was on a 3.5 mile, 4 mile route. But that just shows you the reason I said that. The people are so damn brainwashed. But it's obvious this woman wanted to be brainwashed. She's this humongous, an obvious dyke. Dyke haircut, dyke talk. She hated white men, and she did not want to see that. She's going to shut me up. I said, this isn't Facebook. This isn't Gab. This isn't Twitter or X. You cannot, you might deplatform me there, but try deplatforming my ass right here face to face. Anyway, but it set me on fire, Monica, when some bitch like that tried to shut me up, some communist, Satan-worshipping bitch. And I apologize for getting so mad like that, but she's just communist, just a straight-up woke communist, white-hating, and she hates herself. Anyway, I'll go back to you, Sister Monica.
That is the problem of our times, is that the Jew lies have caused our people this self-hatred. And then when somebody stands up for our people, but this woman is just under such the spell, I guess you could say, of the having been completely programmed, that, you know, she was triggered like Pavlov's dog, you know, was triggered. So she got all upset at you, and yet she is participating in self-destructive behaviors and her thinking, you know, her whole thought pattern, because it has been installed. We don't come to these ways of thinking naturally. It has been installed. So that's very sad. But anyway, they're on the other side of it. Many people are actually seeing what's going on, and they do, you know, when you say to them, well, look, you know, there's actually a war going on against the white people, especially when you meet younger white men, because they've bumped up against obstacles already in their lives where they are having to get to the back of the bus when they're going for jobs. So people are seeing it.
On their own bus.
Yeah, that's right. The one they built and designed and made and do the mechanical work on. That's right, their own bus. Eddie, thank you for that.
Yes.
Anyway, I have a little story I could share. Well, first of all, I'll say I had the great pleasure of being with some folks that are in the Truth and Justice for German Society in person. I took a little road trip last week. And on Sunday, we were celebrating the Great One's birthday. So that happened to be Easter Sunday, too. So I thought that was a nice a coalescence of two important dates regarding two very important men, both of whom were fighting the good fight against the eternal parasite, the eternal well poisoners. So, one of the stories I told, actually, if you wanted to find that presentation, it's a half hour presentation, go to Odyssey, the platform Odyssey, and look for the Truth and Justice for Germans channel, and you find that there, the 136th birthday of Adolf Hitler, and that I spoke there, so it'll have my name. And I think it's probably also been put on our BitChute channel. Another one of our volunteers, he puts things up on the BitChute channel. Same thing, look for the Truth and Justice for German Society. But anyway, I'll tell you one of the stories that I told during that presentation. And it comes from a man in Illinois who shared the story with me. He has a beautiful villa that he has restored, and he has an eye for beauty, so it's very well kept. And some German tourists were passing by. They were taking pictures, so he went out and chatted with them. And next thing you know, he's pulling out snacks and they're sitting down to enjoy a few hours of chatting about stuff. And these tourists were feeling out Frederick. See how, you know, where he is at. They got on to discussion of history and World War II and what about that war, and Frederick. Right away, he apologized on behalf of the American, you know, that the Americans fought against the Germans. He apologized to these German people. So already they were on the right track with that. And then they went on in their conversation, and Adolf Hitler came up and what do you think of Adolf Hitler? Because sometimes people who, you know, they're still not in the right mind space about him. And again, Frederick came out with the right, you know, he was saying he was the greatest man that lived in thousands of years. And so then they felt very free to share some stories with Frederick, these German tourists. Now, they shared this story about Dresden, what's going on there. So as we know, and we've talked about it many times on this show about Dresden, I mean, it was really probably the worst place of, you know, where the real Holocaust took place, and that was the Allied bombing of German cities and civilians and women and children and whatnot. So I won't go into that. But, okay, so there are still sites where construction takes place, where, okay, the rubble was cleaned away, you know, decades ago after the war, but still some places where they're putting up new buildings where old buildings had been bombed. And what they do at a construction site is they put up fencing, which is normal for a construction site for safety. But in our country, usually we can look through the fence. Like, it's not a visual shield as much as just a safety fence. But there, they make it a completely impervious visual shield and very high, so you can't even peer over it around these construction sites. And the construction workers, those who are operating the excavators and whatnot, they have to sign a non-disclosure document to, in other words, they cannot talk about what they experience on the job. And I know we're about to go to a break, so I might have to finish the story after the break, but why would excavator operators have to sign some kind of a thing that they're, like, are they in the Secret Service or something? No, it's because of what they come across sometimes when they're excavating these sites, you know, before they lay the foundation for a new building. Eddie, it's bones. They find bones, and not just one or two bones, like 6 to 10 feet of bones, and mixed in with other, you know, old sort of remnants of the old buildings. But this is absolutely devastating. And some of these people, they go home and
we're gonna go to a break, yeah. Michael.
Okay.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
A Bienis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. It seems impossible. We're going into the last segment here. Sister Monica is going to share this story with us. I would just like to say we're all about solutions. I'll get this in real quick. The story that Sister Monica is about to tell you is really, really amazing. It backs up stories about the genocide of German people that's been a lie. They've been lied about. Said, you know, there's just 100,000, maybe 10,000 people got killed. And probably 1 million at Dresden. And I'll just put this out to you people. Send us a message at eddie@bloodriverradio.com. Call in. Let us know. How can we rally people to give them hope, like Johan said, to give them hope and encourage to where they can accept the truth that we're telling them about the so-called Holocaust? And how can they get the truth, the courage to speak it and spread the truth, to speak in public and spread the truth to their other friends and neighbors? But go ahead. That's the solution we need to work on. But go ahead, Sister Monica.
Well, yeah, I kind of came to the crux of that story, that these excavators, in construction sites in Dresden, and it would be in other cities too, because many other cities got firebombed, you know, where many, many, many civilians were just buried alive or burned alive, and, you know, just, it's just unbelievable. But so these people had to sign non-disclosure forms. They're not allowed to talk about it, but obviously these tourists felt free to tell a man in the United States about this. Obviously they know somebody personally that's in this situation and has shared this information privately with him. Another thing that they shared with Frederick is that many people in Germany, many people know and understand the truth about Adolf Hitler, and they love him, but they're so afraid to say it out loud. They are so afraid. This is what we need solutions for, how to encourage the German people in Germany to, you know, take courage and just speak. My brother, who lives there, I mean, he comes right up against the system. I mean, he was supposed to show up in court on Friday, yesterday, didn't, sent them a letter instead to say why it's all illegitimate, the whole thing. And, I mean, he's just basically flying in their face. He just says everything openly as it is. And if everybody did that, can you imagine how that would just change things? It would just turn it around. That's what we need to do, is just take courage, have courage, show our faces, use our names, and speak out. Or even if you don't use your face openly on online and whatnot, I understand that some people, you know, they might not be in the position to, you know, maybe they have whatever, young children that they're trying to, but they can still help. Everybody can help doing something, right? But shed the fear. And have children too. That's a big part of the solution too. If you're young and you're able to have children, it's part of that no hope, no future agenda, is to get people to not have children. I think I already said that in the beginning of this hour, but it does bear repeating that that is something that is, you know, I mean, that's kind of number one, isn't it?
Yes. So I'll repeat things all the time. In fact, yeah. I started to repeat a story because it's been so hectic tonight. I was going to repeat a story about, and it bears repeating, really, I guess, about what happened in Jerusalem. You know, did I say that during the break or whatever? You know, earlier, and I realized I did talk about in Jerusalem, I think of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is one of the oldest churches in the world, right there in Jerusalem where Christ walked. On Easter Sunday, I was telling them about how the Jews, the Jewish police, and maybe probably the military was using violence to break up worship services, this Church of the Holy Sepulchre. But the white people here in the United States, these Judeo-Christians, these virgin whores, won't order people about that. But anyway, I repeat stories like that all the time. But I could give one solution. We have a friend. In fact, he was supposed to be on the program tonight with Sister Monica, Scott, a.k.a. Kilroy. And he, I sent him, and Sister Nancy sent him some flyers from what we had from the Goyim Defense Network, telling the truth about Jews, who, you know, who owns the pharmaceutical companies, Jew, who controls the CDC, Jew, who controls the RNC, Jews, 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 who controls the media, Jew, on. Well, I hadn't passed out any in a while because it's been busy, but I passed out a lot of them. And whereas I smile at the cameras at the houses where I'm passing out, where he is, it's where he'd have to leave. It got so hot. The law was really tough. Not like it here is in Memphis, Tennessee. They were going to arrest his butt. So he has to do it at night. So here's what you can do, people. One thing you can do, I would even send you some of these flyers if you want to pass them out. Just postage, maybe ask for postage, maybe. But it depends on how many you want. But you can go into the Goyim Defense Network. They have their website, and they have probably 40, 50 flyers, maybe more than that, covering every conceivable aspect of society, the pharmaceutical companies, the universities, the media, the Congress, the Senate, the Treasury, anything you want to talk about, Hollywood, and it shows Disney World. Oh, good God, it's nothing but a damn Jew psyop down there. They'll have these flyers, and you can print them up, and you can you don't have to go out and show your face, but you can leave them. I have put some in mailboxes you're not supposed to. You can put them on the outside of the mailbox. It's a law. It may be a federal law. You're not supposed to put unregistered mail inside someone's mailbox, but you can put them on car windshields. You can go out at night. You know, you can put glasses on and disguise us if you're afraid of getting caught. But you can do little things like that. You can leave them in restaurants or in bathrooms. But that's one thing anybody can do, everybody can do, and that's one way to get the word. And you can, if you do that, if you're afraid to give your address, yeah, you can put it on there, bloodriverradio.com, or maybe Sister Monica will answer the question. But I'd be glad if someone wanted to call in. I'd be glad to take credit for that and explain how it's truth, you know, and debate the truth. Anyway, back to you, Sister Monica. That's just one idea I had. That's one thing people can do, spread the word. As a matter of fact, Sister Monica, I think you told me once before, you had a friend that told you about how much power there was and the power in pamphleting, if I remember right. But go ahead, Sister Monica.
Yeah, that was actually Faye Ash in Calgary. May she rest in peace because she's no longer with us. But she pretty much single-handedly, of course she had help, but it was her, her driving force, her driving spirit, and who was behind it all, got the city of Calgary, which is a big city, over a million people, to get rid of the fluoride in their water. Now, unfortunately, I heard something a while ago that they were putting it back in, and I hope that's not true. I need to find that out. But anyway, for a bunch of years, it has been out of the water, and she managed to do that. So these things are not hopeless. I mean, look at all the people. There's what the majority of states now have legislation on the books to ban the chemtrailing of our skies. I think this is fantastic.
It's
so
amazing.
People get going on this. Like, we should do this everywhere. And I'm sort of talking to myself here too. I should get going on this, but I'm busy with just trying to, you know, do what I'm doing here. But everybody can do something. So a lot of people who are, you know, tuning in and maybe don't know what to do, there's something you can do at your local level. You can go talk to your, you know, or go investigate in the schools what kind of, you know, smut the children have, the books in the library. I mean, this is another topic. I mean, we're getting to the end of the program, but I'm just going to touch on it. You know, pornography being taught to the children in the name of sex education, which it's stuff that they shut down people reading out of children's books at town council meetings all across the country. I've seen videos on this, Eddie, where they shut them down because it's too filthy. But these are in children's books. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. So this is a weapon. This is very related to all the things we're talking about because it's a Jewish weapon. And one of those flyers, to bring it back to those flyers that you were just talking about, it's every aspect of pornography is Jewish. Every aspect of the LGBTQ agenda is Jewish. So these are weapons against our people. They are destructive forces. So really, you know, these are just, everybody can do something, you know, whether it's leafleting or whether it's local level to get, you know, raise awareness or go to your council meetings, the local level or the school board, and just raise ruckus.
Yes, yes.
Thing going on.
Make noise and shine light.
There you go. Make noise and shine light. I like that. Yeah. And that's what we got to do is and never give up hope. Never give up
that's
hope.
That's right. Never. Absolutely. Yeah. Because like Johan said, not to be an echo chamber, but he said hope can you can rally people through hope. You can't, people will not rally behind despair. You know, one thing that is puzzling to me, and it gets me frustrated and angry, I have a great friend. And there's something that just said, and I'll say it's for fear of the Jew. There's something about even intelligent people. You can name, here's what they do, Monica. They search the world over. They look under rocks. They look under sewers. They look under bridges, trying to find that good Jew they can hold up and say, yes, but look, this all Jews aren't bad. Look what this wonderful Jew did. You know, and I'll say, God, there's the music. I'll say, oh, they say just because one bad apple doesn't ruin a barrel of apples, well, one good apple doesn't make 100 million of them good. But anyway,
what a great analogy. I like that. I like that analogy.
But God, I can't believe we're out of time, doggone it. Well, thank you so much, Sister Monica. Thank you so much for coming tonight. And keep in touch. We need to get you. I think you are Are you gone next week?
Let's talk about that off air.
Good deal. Well, stay in touch. God bless you. Good night, Sister Monica. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Miss Teenage America, a.k.a. the prom queen last weekend. That's her high school graduation prom. Thank you so much, Blood River Radio family. And good night, everyone. Same time, same place next week. It'll be the first week of April. You'll be made. You got that. Bye-bye.